You're listening to KATE Sports. I'm Nate Dickinson here, joined by the newest member of the NDSU Bison, Hayden Johnston, also a member of the Albert Lee Tigers for one more season as well. Can't forget about that. But thanks for joining us for a moment here, Hayden, to talk about your recruitment. I want to start by asking just about the whole process as a whole. Everyone has a different story when it comes to this whole recruiting process. I guess where I want to start first is, when was it that you decided you wanted to play college football? Some people have the dream their whole lives. Other people, it kind of just gets sprung on and that they have the opportunity and they take it. What was your story?
Well, thanks for having me today, Nate. I've always wanted to play college football. You know, most people, when they grow up, they say, like, I want to be a doctor. I want to play in the NFL. My goal is to play college football. So ever since I can remember, is I just wanted to play college football. My goal is D1, and I accomplished that. But, yeah, I've been at it for a while. I started my recruiting process when I was a freshman, just sending emails to coaches. Well, they couldn't reply back to me, but I just keep on sending emails and just keep bugging them, trying to get my name out there.
So how did that go? I mean, a lot of players get their name out there going to camps, doing all that stuff, and you do that too. But sending emails to actual coaches is something kind of unique, something I hadn't heard before. I mean, you say they can't actually respond back. What are you telling these guys?
So they couldn't reply back to me until the first day of my junior year.
Right.
So I would send emails of my film, just updates, stats, like how I was doing on the field and off the field. And it was kind of weird because it was kind of a one-way conversation. Mm-hmm. I kept on thinking in my head, like, these coaches are seeing these emails. They've got to be seeing them. And for a while, I don't, it just got like, it was always hard because you never knew if they saw them or not, because they couldn't reply back.
Yeah, you have no way of knowing if not only are they liking what they're seeing, but even if they're getting their eyes on it at all, yeah?
Yeah. There was a couple times they can send generic emails back, like a camp invite or something that like shows that they're interested, but I only got a couple of those when I was like younger in like freshman year, sophomore year. Sophomore year is when it started picking up. I started going to a lot more camps. Like I said, my goal is always to play college football, but I kind of started seeing it come more true growing up. Like, I always aspired to be a college football, like a star, but I don't know. There's times that was kind of rough, just didn't know if it was going to happen, but then I always knew I was going to keep on working for that, and it came true.
Now, your commitment to NDSU came really quickly after you got the offer, and I'll ask about that in a moment, but when did the conversation, I guess, back and forth actually start with the Bison? When did their recruitment of you really pick up?
It started at the beginning of this season. They started contacting me a little bit just about generic stuff, trying to get me up for camp. Going back to last summer, I was going to go up to NDSU to their three-day camp. Mm-hmm. But when I was down at Iowa, I tore my meniscus on the last play of practice down there.
Oh, geez.
So I had to undergo surgery, recovery, rehab all the way until end of the summer. And I was ready for football season. But that kind of put a damper on things. It was just kind of hard to see the light in that. But I just kept on pushing through. I knew I can get back, and I've found myself at a pretty good spot right now.
So you got the offer, then 2 days later, you make the commitment. It's not a super long amount of time since that one came in that you decided that was going to be the school. What was it about North Dakota State, or what is it, I guess, about North Dakota State that you think put them over the top over any other school that was looking at you?
So I got the commitment. I got the offer the last day of camp, and as soon as I got that offer, at the end of practice, I went over to my mom and told her, hey, this is where it's going to be. Like, I want to go here. Just the connections I've had with the coaches there. It's obviously they've won 7 out of the last 8 national championships. They're great organization, great foundation they're built on. But it's just, it comes down to the people. They're great coaches, and they want what's best for you, not only as a player, but as a person. And I just think that's really special. And the culture and atmosphere of NDSU is just not like anything else.
What have the coaches told you, and again, this is a long ways away, but about what happens when you actually get there, what they're expecting of you, what they're hoping to do with you as a player? Do they want you still on the defensive line at the ends, or maybe working in the middle more? What do they say about who you're going to be on that team?
Right now, they've just brought me in as a either a D tackle or offensive line. I've got to know Coach Blazik, the O-line coach, very well over the last couple three days. Mm-hmm. And right now, I don't really know where I stand as a player with them, like where I'm going to play. Mm-hmm. But it'll for sure either be defensive tackle or anywhere on the offensive line.
What was your relationship like, if at all, with NDSU kind of growing up as a kid? Were they a team that you rooted for growing up, or someone that obviously always has the winning culture there? But what did you know about them before the recruiting process started?
My first really memory of NDSU is just I knew some of my parents' friends went there, and my cousin ended up going there. He didn't play football there, but he just went to school there. So I knew a little bit about them and about their winning culture, and just growing up knowing about it was really intriguing. Mm-hmm. But once the recruiting process started going on, I noticed, hey, this could be a really good fit for me because they have great academics and obviously the winning culture up there.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about academics. What do you want to do up there at school? Or do you know yet? Again, you got a full season still left for football.
I'm kind of going between going business route or going like sports management.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. You still got a season of Albert Lea High School football still mm-hmm. to go here. You guys obviously passed up big milestones last year, made a lot of progress. A lot of seniors on that team, but a lot of talent still coming back. What do you guys think about what you guys have going into next season here at Albert Lea?
I think going into next season, we got a really good group of guys coming up. We're returning three out of the starting five O-linemen with Brody Dower, Gavin Tolumka, and myself. We're returning our backfield with J.J. Owens and Logan Howell. He's going to step up and make a huge role this year.
Mm-hmm. One player that maybe we didn't see last year from Albert Lea, as we stick on the Tigers for a second, who's going to be making more of an impact this year on the team that we should be looking out for?
This year, we got a lot of guys filling into spots. Griffin Studio is going to be a great part of our linebacking core. Mm-hmm. He's going to be filling some of that responsibility with Cole Wenzel, Isaac Moyer, and Carter Simon leaving from graduating. But we got Kobe Hendrickson out in wideout spot. That's going to be – his matchup's going to be really good with the height advantage he has and the skill set that he has. And, we're just super excited for next year.
It'll be a good one for sure. I know we're going to be happy to be there on KATE throughout the season. And, of course, looking forward to see everything that you do in your career here in football at North Dakota State as well. Hayden Johnston here of Albert Lea Football and now North Dakota State Bison as well, joining us here on the program on KATE Radio. Thanks again for coming in, Hayden.
All right, thanks for having me.